By now, most people surely know how badly New Yorkers have suffered because of the coronavirus outbreak. There have been more than 15,000 confirmed deaths from COVID-19 in the city. And because of safety concerns, many could not have loved ones close by. And that has taken an enormous toll, not just on patients and their families, but also on the city's healthcare workers, who are often the last people the sickest patients are able to see. NPR's Meg Anderson spoke with one doctor in the Bronx about what his hospital was like during the peak of the pandemic and about the patients he can't forget.
A little over a month ago, I asked Dr. Ray Lorenzoni to start recording an audio diary after his shifts.
Hey, Meg, this is Ray. Just doing another voice recording.
I wanted to understand what it felt like to be at the epicenter of this crisis.
I have a couple stories I'd like to share about patients who I've interacted with.
I had put out a request asking hospital workers to send me some reflections on what work is like now. Ray's recordings caught my attention.
The first is a story of death.
He was at a hospital in New York, and I expected his stories to be about chaos and overcrowding.
There is, or there was, a patient I was caring for who was the same age that I am, in her mid-30s.
But as I listened to his recordings, I realized the moments that stuck with him were the quieter ones. He talked a lot about sitting with his patients.
And so I would do my best to, you know, lean against the wall or do something to give, you know, my patient a sense of comfort and ease with what we were about to talk about.
Telling them what might happen, helping them reach their loved ones.
And we had the patient call her mother and her family because we knew that this could be the last time that they spoke.
Ray is at the very start of his career, and he's actually not meant to be treating adults at all. After hearing his recordings, I started talking with him, too, to help me fill in the gaps of what he was telling me. He's in his second year of a pediatric cardiology fellowship at the Children's Hospital at Montefiore, which is in the Bronx. Ray knew he might get recruited to see adults, since kids aren't hit as hard by the virus.
A pediatric physician needing to take care of critical adult patients is unheard of.
But just in case, he started rereading about how to care for really sick adults, how to manage ventilators. And on March 30th, he worked his first shift, a night shift, on a new adult COVID unit at the Children's Hospital.
Coming into the hospital, it was a little bit unreal. The whole floor was basically filled with adult patients.
By then, COVID cases system-wide at Montefiore had gone from just 2 cases 2 weeks earlier to more than 700. And Ray says treating adults hit him hard. He's used to working with kids.
Pediatrics is a career where most of your patients get better. But these were, you know, very with-it adults who were scared. They knew what the risk was.
So it felt really important to him to be honest about what was happening, even when the news wasn't good.
I think patients can see right through a physician when they try to dance around a difficult conversation.
There was one man in his mid-40s who kept asking how he was doing.
When I first took care of him, he asked me, you know, "Doc, how bad is it?" And I was honest with him because I honestly didn't know how he would do.
Ray would go in and out of his room over the next few days, and the man's condition kept getting worse.
And I remember that he asked me, "Doc, I know I'm not getting better. What else can we do?" And unfortunately, I had to answer that we'd been doing everything that we could. He broke down, and I broke down a little bit in tears.
In his recordings, Ray was very aware that those hard conversations, like what it means to be put on a ventilator, are sometimes the last conversation many patients ever have. He felt like it was important to take that time to be with them. There was one young woman in her early 30s.
One thing that really stood out to me was that she kept asking for the doctors to check in on her specifically. I feel like she knew that she wasn't doing well, and she wanted the company.
When he would leave for the day, he'd check in on her to make sure she was okay.
But I still, you know, spent nights worrying that she'd be the one to get sick, you know, by the time I came back the next day.
And that's what happened. Her oxygen levels got too low and she needed a ventilator to breathe.
One of the things I remember before the breathing tube was placed was simply sitting by her side and telling her about what was going to happen and what we could and couldn't do to help, that kind of stuff. And she was often scared. She's scared about how little control, you know, she had or even the doctors had and how she did.
Ray transferred her to an ICU. It was an operating room that had been converted. He remembers it being cold. His shift was ending.
And so after I signed out the rest of the patients, I stayed to be there as her doctor, you know. I was there for the intubation when her body didn't respond well to that because it was so weak. I was there doing chest compressions on her, and I signed her death certificate afterwards. It was a tough day.
She was the first of his patients to die.
And although she passed away without her family by her side, she wasn't alone. I hope that even this small amount of company that she had at the end was comforting for her. And it's going to be one of the things that sticks with me for the rest of my career.
Hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19 are decreasing in New York, and Ray is back on pediatrics. It's a welcome relief for now. But he says if there's a second surge, he could be called back again. Meg Anderson, NPR News.